Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with the author of a must-get book. And it's by the time you hear this, you'll be able to get it. It's Backable, The Surprising Truth About What Makes Someone Take a Chance on You. And this is coming from a man who teaches innovation at Harvard. So, I mean, it's coming from a great place, but it's an innovative book. It's not talking about talent being the top thing or making contacts. It's talking about something much different, and Sunil Gupta is the author of this book. Buy two, everyone. One for yourself and one for somebody who's out there trying to make it, but get this book. Sunil Gupta, how are you?
Frank, it's good to be here. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, listen, it's always nice to talk to somebody who gets it and who's trying to figure out ways to teach people to get what hopefully is coming to them. Is this something teachable that you're talking about? It sounds like it is. It sounds like something that you could lay out for them.
Yeah, it is teachable, Frank, and that was somewhat surprising to me. But the genesis for all this, the starting point, was that, yeah, I think we all kind of have creative ideas inside our head, but we know that creativity and persuasion are two different things. And you can have a great idea. You could be a great candidate for a job. You could have an idea for a project at the office and still be dismissed. And so I got really fascinated by backable people who tend to be able to walk into a room and really mesmerize us. Even when they're not necessarily the obvious choice, we want to take a chance on them. And I wanted to understand, like, what is that it quality? And then, yeah, like, how do we all bring some of that into our lives? And what I realized is that you don't have to be a celebrity. We don't have to be a CEO. There are seven qualities that we can all bring into our lives to make ourselves more backable.
Give a quick definition of backable. I mean, if somebody hires you, I mean they're backing you in essence. If somebody invests in you, they're getting behind you. You're backable. Give us a general definition, if you would, on backable.
Yeah. Being backable means you're the kind of person that people want to take a chance on. And I think that matters, because oftentimes when we have an idea or we're trying to do anything new, when we're trying to create any type of change flat out, you know, it's not always that the change is obvious. It's not always that we're going to have the data in hand to say this is the obvious thing to do, or this new idea is the obvious thing to do, or I'm the obvious candidate for a job. But that doesn't mean that it's not an incredible opportunity for everyone, right? For you and for everybody involved. But you need people, whether that be friends, family, whether that be colleagues, clients, investors, hiring managers, to take that chance. That's what it means to be backable.
Did you have any, for lack of a better term, like a wild goose chase while you were studying this to lay it down? Was there something that you were kind of going after, and then you stopped and said, you know what, that's going to confuse everybody, or that's going to just not be part of the point? Was there anything in this research that you concentrated on that you ended up taking out?
Yeah, it's such a great question, Frank. I mean, because I haven't been asked that before, but in fact, there was, which is that I really thought that backable people were all going to have a certain style of communication. They're going to have a way of using eye contact and pacing and hand gestures to communicate their points. And I realized that was not the case. You had certain people, obviously, that were more Dale Carnegie-esque and Toastmaster-ish, but you had others that were more shy, quiet, introverted, not necessarily the charismatic people that we might imagine. And if you want an example of that, you know, look up the number one most popular TED Talk of all time right now. And what you might be surprised to find is a very un-TED-like presentation. Sir Ken Robinson is up on stage. He's got a hand in his pocket. He's got a bit of a slouch. He sort of meanders on and off script. It's not a very TED-like charismatic presentation, but it's brilliant. It's a brilliant talk. And what I realized over time is that it's not charisma that makes someone convincing. It's conviction. Backable people take the time to convince themselves first. And then they let that conviction shine through whatever style it is that feels most natural to them.
Is there something that you could point to? And again, I want people to buy the book, so I don't want you to spoil everything. We want people to buy the book and read it, because that's how they're going to get it. I mean, you could tell them, but is there something specific that is a must don't do if you want to be backable? Is there something that just stands out to you that you say, just absolutely don't do this?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, one of the people that I studied for the book was the head of the MacArthur Genius Foundation, who is, the MacArthur Genius Grant, you know, goes to people like Lin-Manuel Miranda, and it's a very prestigious grant, very hard to get. And one of the things that he shared with me is that if you are somebody they're looking at and considering, and you are already on a clear path to success, like your success is inevitable, that might actually make you a weaker candidate for the grant, which I thought that was surprising, right? Because you think that these are people who are clearly on a path to success. What they want to do is they want to look for people whose success would not be guaranteed, but the grant itself is going to help them get there, because they want to influence success. They don't want to necessarily make inevitable success more inevitable. And I think as human beings, that really appeals to who we are. Like, we want to know that we made a difference. And the reason that matters for something like a topic like backable is that oftentimes we walk into a room, whether that be an interview or a pitch, and we often tell the story of me, the story of my idea, the story of my resume, when what we need to be doing is telling the story of us. That's how my story and your story actually come together to create something really big and important. How my qualifications and this job and what you're trying to do come together. How you as an investor and what you've invested in the past and me as an entrepreneur come together to form the story of us. We always want to, when we walk into a room, we want to know what their story is, we want to know what our story is, and we want to know how those two stories come together to tell the story of us. The thing not to do is to focus exclusively on just the story of me.
Terrific. All of that is just absolute gold. And let me remind folks that the name of the book is Backable, The Surprising Truth About What Makes Someone Take a Chance on You. It is a must get, and everyone order too. Sunil Gupta, can you give us a website? Can you give us a social media site where people could follow along with what you're doing? And I guess the best way to get the book is Amazon, Barnes & Noble, but if there's any special way to get it, let us know.
Yeah, just go to backable.com, 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 and you will see links to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all these other sellers, your favorite retailer, and a bunch of additional content there as well.
Sunil, I know this is a tough question during COVID and pandemic. Any appearances, either Zoom appearances coming up or anything that you can concentrate on, or should we go to Backable and just look for that?
Yeah, you know, I actually have one coming up tonight. Frank, my brother Sanjay and I are doing an event together with a bookstore called Politics and Prose in the D.C. area. And then tomorrow I'm going to be doing one with the NASDAQ Entrepreneurial Center. And we have a few more coming up as well that'll be on my social media.
Sunil, congratulations on the book. I'm ordering it, and I'm ordering two. I'm going to give one to a buddy of mine. Congratulations on the book. It's just it's a great concept and wonderful work on your part. Thanks for being here.
Frank, thanks so much. Thanks for having me on.
Sunil Gupta, everyone. Yeah, he mentioned his brother Sanjay Gupta. Everyone knows him from CNN, Dr. Sanjay Gupta, who we've had. And he's another very talented guy and knows how to get his point across. Anyway, what he's talking about here is how to stand out. And he teaches innovation over at Harvard. And, you know, I mean, I guess people could say, well, if you're teaching at Harvard, you're talking to people who stand out as it is. And I don't know if that's the case. I think you're talking to people who are highly motivated, people who, certainly have a leg up if they can get through it and graduate, from an Ivy League school, certainly Harvard, and have that on their resume. They're going to have a leg up. What he said here is very interesting. He said, you know, with the MacArthur Genius Grant, that they're not giving it to someone who's just on their way to success. And it's, here you go, here's something on your way there. They're giving it to to people that that may not be on a path to succeed, but they have the brain power. They have a genius, but maybe without this recognition, without this money that comes along with the MacArthur Genius Grant, maybe they wouldn't make it. I would never think that. I would think, and I'm a cynic, and I'm into success, and I'm constantly, you know, watching, you know, whether it's actors, actresses, musicians, directors, and, you know, athletes and different folks like that, you know, kind of watching them and appreciating their careers and kind of celebrating their careers. But I would naturally think that people want to attach themselves to who is succeeding already. It is nice to think that MacArthur Genius Grant and the folks who are administering that great you know, batch of money and recognition are looking for people who might not succeed and throw a little support behind them, because we all know you know, the obvious people, the people coming out of Harvard, for example, that graduate top of their class. I mean, they don't need the MacArthur Genius Grant. It's somebody who's struggling to get some kind of recognition. But anyway, Sunil Gupta, a terrific author, and just get the book. Get two of them. Backable, The Surprising Truth About What Makes Someone Take a Chance on You. And it's about convincing people to take a chance on your potential, is what is. Sunil Gupta is the author of this great book. I'm ordering it, and again, I'm you know, it's the type of book that I want to give to somebody that's out there trying to, you know, somebody young trying to make it, but anybody, I guess. Sunil Gupta has been our very special guest. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.